This Shabbos is the 17th of Tammuz.
This Shabbos is the 17th of Tammuz, yes. Ken, go on.
So, normally, any every other day is a fast day. You postpone the fast until Yom Hashanah, right?
Sunday morning, yeah. Yeah, everything's the same. There's more leniency, just regarding if a person's not feeling well. The same thing will be on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is also for 2 weeks later. Mashiach's not here yet. So Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. So we fast on Motzei Shabbat. The halacha is that you have to finish Seudah Shlishit before Shkia. And you don't do Avdallah until, remember we spoke about this not last year, a couple of years ago, it was the same, also 2 years ago. So 3 years ago it was the same also, when my daughter was born. So we did Avdallah on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Me. Hello, Ronnie Safarjava. Now Mincha is later. They start at 5:18 at 1:18.
Oh yeah.
Because it's the earliest you can.
I'll do it later anyway today. So we'll do it 5:00.
So they're gonna have fun and games in England on Shabbos.
So there's certain things which you're not allowed to say without a minion. Okay? It says Koda, everything which has to do with Kedusha, you can't do less than a minion, because this is a pasuk, and Kedashti v'toch Bnei Yisrael, I'll be sanctified amongst the children of Israel. So the children of Israel, the minimum is 10. Right? Therefore, there are certain things which we don't say less than 10. Baruch Hu, for example, right? You see some more things, yeah? Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Hashem Baruch. Kaddish. We'll see some things, yeah? Baruch Hu, it's a short verse. Baruch Hu, Hashem Baruch. Baruch Hu, Hashem Baruch. Bless Hashem, the blessed one. Hashem, the blessed one is blessed forever, right? So we say. Now there's laws regarding what's considered. There's 10 people here in the room. Okay? They all have to be in one place, all the 10 people. So, it can't be one person, not even one can be outside the door. Even though he sees everyone and everything, he cannot be part of the 10. If there are 10 people and a person standing outside the door, he's joining the minion, no problem. But he cannot be part of the 10 which are forming the minion. Be joining the minion, but not be one of the 10 which are forming.
The 10 room.
Which are forming the minion have to be in the same room. Okay? Not one of them is a snashim. Not enough. He really sees everyone. Okay? They have to be all in the same room. Yeah. And also the chazan, of course, has to be with them in the same room. Now, if they start saying kaddish, and some people left, this happens on the shivach and stuff. Okay? Some people left. There's 10 people. 2 went out in the middle of the Kaddish. So as long as there's 6 left of the six left in the room, they could finish the Kaddish.
Is that Mutar?
No, it's not about it. I'm just saying the situation.
It's a sword.
No, but let's say they had a beeper. They're working Mada. They're working Atala.
Okay,
and you have a call right now.
It's a different situation.
I said, what do you do now? You're the Chazan now. You're saying Kaddish. And 2 have to run out. What do you do?
You were 10 when I started.
Right. So as long as there's 6 in the room, you continue. You don't have to think negatively. Positively. They went out for a good reason. Not because they're shy.
Because it's a nefesh reason. Okay.
Which was a false alarm. Everything was okay. Everyone was fine. So it would be a completely positive. Okay? But they had to leave. We don't care why or what. And what do you do now in a situation like that? You're in the place and no one knows halacha. And you were in the class. And you learn that as long as there's 6 left, you can finish the Kaddish. Well, as long as you started with 10. even though some left in the middle, as long as there's six left. If there's only five left, you have to stop saying the Kaddish right there. And about those which are living, leaving the room, if it's for not a good reason, not for a good reason, it says, and those which leave Hashem will be vanished. So don't be part of those. And even if they had a good reason to leave, you still got to continue the Kaddish. Now, regarding Chazaras Hashas, yeah, the reputation of the...
Reputation
of the Chazan.
Yeah?
In Shachis, when the Shliach Tzibur wants to begin the reputation,
Repetition.
When the Chazan wants to repeat the davening, he has to wait until there will be nine people which finished Shmones. They finished that davening. He davened with him. They finished Shmones, and he's a ten. Meaning, you have to have a person say the bracha, and nine people which daven to answer.
He's number ten.
Yeah. That's the best. The ultimate is that nine people which finished the davening. Right? The Chazan doesn't have to be one davening. It could be now he's davening, but yeah. But nine people which daven already will answer. That's the best situation. There's another situation. Let's see, you have people now davening. Now they became tzaddikim today. They're davening a long davening. What are you going to wait for everyone? Ends man sometimes, isn't it? Right? So what you could do is, you could have... you could have people... You could have other people... Yeah, 10 people, if 9 other people in him, which even if they didn't daven, if they join from the outside and they come into the shul,
yeah,
they could also.
By the street,
you can pull them in here just to start the chazal.
They have to stay for the whole repetition.
They have to stay until there's if someone else finishes one has to. Yeah, if not, yeah. By Ma'ariv, it's different. That's by Shachris, what we say. Shachris and Mincha. But Ma'ariv, there's no repetition, right? Tfilat Arvit, Im yesh shisha shesiyamu lifnei davar chashav, avad eino nifrata, if there's six which finish davening, right, and the chazan, and another four which is still davening, they're there, okay? You could say Kaddish, even though there's only four people answering. There's no repetition, it's Ma'ariv I'm talking about.
You just switched to Mincha.
No, I said Shachris and Mincha, you have to have nine people which are answering. Preferably those which davened, or others. Ma'ariv, Tfilat Arvit, you have to have six.
Six
which.
But you have to have another.
Yeah. Six which finished, and the Chazan which says the Kaddish, and another four which are standing still in Shmonesa. Not that you have six in the room. That's a good enough. You have to have another four in the room. You have to have 10 people in the room. Yeah? Because why? But if there's no 10, there's no Shechina, you don't say Kaddish. Right? So again, regarding Chazaras Hashatz, you have to have 9 people answering and the Chazan saying the Brochas. Regarding Kaddish of Ma'ariv, you can have 6 people answering the Chazan, and another 4 which are in the room, davening still Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what happens in the situation if they started already Chazaras Hashatz, Shachris or Mincha? There were 10 people here, there were 9 answering, and one person davening. And then, suddenly, people leave in the middle. You could say Kedusha, you could say Chazal Satfila, everything. You don't say Birkas Kahanim, you don't say Kaddish afterwards. According to Rambam, you do say. Again, if you have 10 people davening, in the middle, someone finished and you left. Now you're left with 9 people davening, a Chazal and 8 people. What do you do? In the middle, Chazal Shas, before Kedusha even. You have to run immediately. What do you do? According to Ashkenazim, and Sfardim is also almost the same, what you do is, you continue everything, Kedusha, everything. You don't say Birkas Kahanim. The Kahanim don't bless the Tzibur because there's not 10 people. But you can say Kedusha even because they started already when it wasn't meaning. And according to Ashkenazim, you can even say the Kaddish, which is after the Shmoneh Esrei. Kaddish to Kabbalah. According to Sfaradim, no. According to Rama, yeah? According to Shulchan Aruch, you cannot say the Kaddish which is after. But to Rama, we do say the Kaddish which is after.
Socrates, if you only have 10, and the Kohen and Levi have to walk out to do Nagelbuster, and they're walking in, and, you know, when they're gone, you can still have a minion, right?
Yeah.
And then they walk in for...
But they haven't called out
yet. It's not called Negel Vassar, but
Reminds me of something that happened in Tel Aviv a number of years ago. The big synagogue on the
main street. Alanby. What, Bekesta
Gadol?
Bekesta Gadol, Tel Aviv?
No, Alanby.
Alanby?
There's a big separate synagogue there near Mekad, with a lot of shops. And so the yeshiva, and there's one, like the last shacharit of the day, close to midday.
Chatzot, yeah.
We were having somebody eating a minyan together, and someone sees a guy with a big kippah walking behind, and comes over here to the yeshiva minyan. I know the asarat kodesh tachayat chayat. So you got to that you can pray. Yeah. So they finally can convince him. He comes in and he gives the answers. And it's thank you very much, you know, that he will be good. And so, right, where you, what city are you doing? What city? I'm a Muslim. What, you guys were so desperate, which I was, it wasn't comfortable to deny. You know.
Maybe he's a Jew. You just don't understand how you share which ones of the religion. If there's 10 people and one of them is sleeping, the minhag is not to say Kaddish. Some people do say. Who cannot be part of the minyan? A Muslim. And who else? A deaf person. Deaf. A person who cannot hear. He can talk, he cannot hear. Or a person who cannot speak. Can? But he hears. So then, a situation like this. If someone who can hear, he can't hear, or he is mute, he cannot talk, they could join Kaddish as long as everyone, there's a majority of people do hear and do speak. Okay? But Chazal Tashatz? No, you need Dafka, 9 people which could hear and could speak, because they have to answer. And if the person cannot hear, you have to tell them in the Kaddish, you have to tell them when they say Amen. Point of Amen, Amen. Just so do with your lips, so they understand already. A person who's mute, deaf and mute, or a person who is insane, or a person who's a nidui, because he's not listening to the rabbis and the, okay, stuff like that, and or a person who's drunk drink enough alcohol, or he's stoned enough so he cannot stand straight in front of a king, right? They cannot join Kaddish or anything, of course. People which are called reform or conservative do not join the minion of 10. Rav Eliyahu, he's very lenient with regard in this case. But this is very machna. He's usually lenient. A girl, okay, that had a bris and went to the mikvah, of course he could join everything. He's a mash. He's a Jew. He's a Yid. But if you did the bris and you did not yet go to the mikvah, you do the bris first, then you go to the mikvah. If you did the bris out of the mikvah, you cannot, he's not considered a Jew yet. Okay? Oinen cannot join the minyan. What's that? Oinen, a person who is his dead relative is still not buried, and through that whole day, even after he's buried, he did not join a minyan.
Can't do any mitzvah.
Any misses. Only bracha you can make is Tov Da'an Emes. That's not a bracha you're allowed to make.
Without food?
No food, nothing. No tefillin, even after the burial, that's what I see. A woman, even if her name is Bruya, the wife of Rabbi Meir of Aranes, she cannot join a minyan. Or anything of Kedusha.
They can make their own minyan.
No, they cannot even make their own minyan.
No?
Doesn't help. They can make their own minyan. Can't say Kaddish. They could have, they could be 1,000 women, doesn't make a difference. They cannot say Kaddish, they cannot say Bochu, they cannot. Only thing that women could do as a Kutsa, they could do Zimun, but Birkas HaMazon. If there's no men around, and there's 3 men or more, they can work Zimun and Bayat.
Child.
What's that?
What is your boy?
Boy? I'll see you in a second, talk about the younger kids. Yeah, we'll bring him in a second.
At 9 you can join Zimur.
According to certain cheetahs. Not according to everyone. We'll see you in a second. Not according to all cheetahs. Some cheetahs only about myself. We'll see you in a second. So, avaryan. Avaryan is a person who's avaryan. What's avaryan? A person. שעבר הגזירת הציבור שגזרו בחרם ולא נידו מפורש a person who is disobeying the words of the rabbis even though the rabbis did not yet if the rabbis did not yet make a midui on him that he's not listening to the rabbis he can still join him in it. Usually these cases are in the cases that the Beis Din orders a certain person to show up in Beis Din at a certain date and does not show up for a few times that they call him, then the Beis Din plasters all over the city the posters about him. He's in a cherem. He cannot join a minyan until he comes again to Beis Din. Or a store which has problems, they don't have a hechsher, or they have a forged hechsher, the Beis Din puts this in. So this person, as long as they did not yet plaster the whole city up with his name up, not yet declare that he's in Cherem and Nidui, he can still join a minyan.
In Manuel, there was a kabbalah, building contractor, who did something wrong, and got into an argument with the person he was building for, or kibbutz for, and tore the pocket of the customer's coat. Didn't want to pay for it.
The pocket?
Yeah, for repairing the coat. Okay. So he took it to make it. And the Kablan, this contract was with you. Such chutzpah, he said, you can do whatever type you want, I'm not paying you. I'm a real chatzuf. And so the customer, the painter says, afterwards, the painter says, we can't veto, we don't have the right to veto these days. What are we going to do with them? He says, maybe a letter of pen that you can do. He said, oh, you're right. And he started writing. He said, no, he took money out of his pocket and paid double.
Of course, because no one will deal with them anymore. Yeah. Okay, now, a person who's mumar, lechad mitzvot Torah, a person who's mumar, that means, doesn't have to be that he went to a different religion. He doesn't keep the Torah and mitzvot, just because he has some lust. Some is enjoying life with that. So you can join a minyan in Baya. If someone who's Mumar Le'achis, Mumar Le'achis is someone who does Bedavka. He has a Shita, like the reforms, like I say, he has a Shita that they go get the Torah. That's a Shita that they have an ideology behind it. That person cannot join a minyan.
He joins another religion?
No, even if he did not join another religion. If he has a certain ideology against the Torah, yeah, not that he's just some a secular person that doesn't care.
So like he's a communist, a strong communist.
A strong communist, exactly. He could join a minyan, but a reform person cannot join a minyan. Why? Because he has ideology against the Torah. A communist, Stam is a Stalinist. He has ideas in his head. There is no communist, real communist centers. A person who does not believe in the prayer, doesn't believe that there is such a thing, that there is someone to pray to, okay? He does not, cannot join him in either. Now, a person who serves Avodah Zarah, okay, he bows down to Avodah Zarah, okay, Even if it does it in private, he cannot join a minyan. A person who's mechalel Shabbat v'farhesia cannot join a minyan. But Rav Eliyahu says somewhere else that the fact that he came to shul on Shabbos, so then he gives me tzarech for a minyan. Why? Because you see that he's, he cares, is that, so maybe now he has yul tshuva.
Even if he drove to shul.
Even if he drove to shul, maybe now he's doing tshuva.
Could be decided.
Okay. Or he still, Rav Eliyahu said also, for other reasons, if a person is embarrassed, like if there's a rub will go by and he has a cigarette in his hand on Shabbos, he'll hide it, he'll throw it away, he's embarrassed. So then, for other reasons, I don't know for minyan, but for other things, he's considered a regular Jew.
The conservatives, they also report it, not all, are against.
Right, some are stung, you know,
they don't know better.
Okay. They're not the rabbits of the shul, or whatever, the rabbi of the shul, yeah. Of the, not the shul, what is it called? The temple. Temple.
I'm not going to go there, I have a big problem with one of my brothers.
Person, everyone knows that he's Michal Shabbos Faresi on this, he cannot join the minyan. He can join the minyan, he cannot be the tenth. They all can join the minyan. He can be counted as the tenth person. That's the point. If he drove the shul on Shabbos, he can't be counted as a tenth person. If a person, everyone knows that he threw off the yoke of the Torah and doesn't want to keep anything anymore, is that? So also he cannot be counted as a tenth person. So if he's going to call it machlekes, so fine, no, he can be the tenth.
What about someone who Aaron married? Married a goy.
He cannot be the tenth. Yeah, for a minion of 10, yeah. Some say that he has to have two conditions. For a kid who's 13, it's not enough that he's on the birth date, he's 13 years old. He has to have two pubic hairs. And now you're gonna go check out now if he has two pubic hairs. Like,
he
needs
an assumption that he's 13.
Exactly. So the halacha is, we assume that if he's 13 years old, and one day, he also has two pubic hairs. I would say it depends if he's Ashkenazi or Sfardi. Ashkenazi usually have babies until they're 16. But,
but this is the Hebrew date, not the secular
Hebrew date. Hebrew date only. Everyone knows we do not count people with numbers. It brings plague onto people. Plague. It brings machalot, magefa. That's written in the Chumash. How do we count?
Not one, not two. Could
do. Never
heard
that.
No?
So? It's good to have a pasuk with 10.
Yeah, pasuk with 10, what more is it?
Yeah, not one. Even letters. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, also numbers.
The words.
You could say, Oshia Hashem, Baruch Olam, Lechem Min Haaretz. You could say, Eretz, Chita, Osara, Gifim, Tera, Yimon, Eretz, Zeit, Shem, Udvash. Is there any psukim that you could say with a 10? Okay? That's how you count. Not saying Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, or 1, 2, 3. Now, if the 10 people are standing in one room, but you cannot see them all because one is behind that pillar, and one is there in the corner, it's fine. They're all in the same room. You don't have to be able, now they don't all have to see each other, as long as they're in the same room. Okay. But now, asarash nimtzayim shnei chadarim, 10 which are in two different rooms. Some are in this room, some are in that. Part of the 10 are in this room, part of the room in that room. They do not join together like we said before, even though there's a petach open, an opening between them. Now, that's in the same room. But if you have 9 people in the room, and the 10th is by the doorway.
On the other side of the door.
On the doorway.
In the doorway.
In the doorway.
Part in, part out.
Okay. He's now in between. Now it depends. Think about the shul. Don't think about the shul. Think about the shul. No, think about the shul in where there's wide doorways. For example, in Shavuot Chesed in the Groshul, or in Zichron Moshe is like that also, that wider entrances.
The old buildings.
The old buildings, exactly. If you close the door and he's in the inside part of the door, so it could be part of the minion. If you close the doors, and he'll be in the outside, behind the doors, the outside. If there's no doors, so it could be considered inside.
And they have movable walls, too.
What Shabbat has it, right?
Now, what do you mean? What
way?
Rich. Rich people.
High prices?
Very
high.
Like the Chavir. The Chavir.
And Kiryat Shmuel?
It's on the other side of the Chavir. I don't know so much. It's not cheap. Katamon, Razal, it's not cheap. Not cheap.
Katamon,
all Katamon, you're
very expensive.
Maybe cheaper than Rechavia, but it's not cheap. Maybe it's like here. So, Shishat al Miftan. Okay. Ooh, Zel. Now it's a secret. If you have five people in this room and four people in that room, and the Chazan's standing on the door in the doorway, so he thinks to enjoy it. It's a chiddush. If you have nine people in shul, and one person is outside the shul, but his face is in the window, and if he's a sick person or old person, which is he can't go into the shul, he could join the meeting. If not, he can't. Okay. If a person is, there's nine downstairs and one person upstairs, doesn't join the minion. Doesn't join the ten, doesn't form the ten. You could join the ten, you cannot form the ten. If there's a temporary curtain in the room, so even though two of them, both sides of the curtain, they join. If it's a permanent curtain, they don't join. You have to go to one side. A temporary curtain in the room. If it's a contemporary curtain, even though there's people on both sides, they join. They could form a minion. If it's a permanent curtain, they cannot join a minion. If there's a barrier made out of glass in the room, and there's people on this side and that side, they do not join, even though they see each other.
Does it matter how high the barrier is, or the curtain?
Ten tefachim.
That's what, a meter?
Yeah, that's a little bit less. 90 meters. Yeah. Now, if you're in a shul, if you're in the field, you're davening now, with a minion, you're outside in a park somewhere, and there's a minion joined together. Okay? Whoever sees you, you can join the minion, but it's on condition that there's no Rishus HaRab between them. For example, there's no road between them or a path between them. They should be on both sides of the path. There shouldn't be something between them that makes the barrier. It's considered like, oh, he's that and he's there. It can be considered one. A few more lachas. Yeah. If you're in a place and you're walking down and basically stood outside the Shivach and you hear them saying Kaddish, but between you and the shul, there's a big garbage bin, which stinks. You're not allowed to enter. I mean, only if,
smell.
Yes, it's a barrier between you and the tzibur. If there's nothing there, then you're allowed to enter. If you hear Kaddish or Kedusha or Bracha on the radio or in the satellite connection, right? Asu to answer me. Why?
There's normally people who radio is 10 second delay. For satellite, it's
20 even, right?
About a 2 second delay. So assuming if it's satellite via radio, it's a 10 second delay automatically.
Uh-huh. If it's live, good.
Why? No. Live is within a room.
No such thing as live.
They're saying it at the same time. Are you hearing it right when they're saying
that? How do you know you're hearing it right when they're saying it? It's not. It's a radio. You ever call into a talk show?
They have a 10 second delay. These are bad words.
They don't. You can't answer for a radio. On the phone, you can answer. You know, can be heard, say, oh, we can answer. And a ram call, yeah? If you're in a place that also without the microphone, you would have been hearing the chazan, then you can answer and everything. But if you're standing so far that without the microphone, you wouldn't have been able to hear the chazan, you cannot be yotze with his brachas. You'll see by Kriyat HaMegillah, he talks a little bit before, and then he says the brachas without the microphone. Everything without the microphone. You cannot be yotze like that.
It's
kind of the Rambam we're talking about.
Generations back, where they were so big that the Bible had a little flag that he put up. People would know when it was time to say amen.
Yeah, and the Rambam, it's spoken by the Rambam in sign. There's another thing that if you're outside.
So, what you're saying is by that they were all of Ali Ami. They were saying illegal Ami.
They could say the Amen, but they can't be Yotze like the Balchot. You could say we can answer Dusha, Kaddish.
Just said you can't answer Amen.
No, you can answer the Amen. I'm saying you cannot be Yotze, that's what I mean. You cannot join them, you cannot form a minion through a microphone. Unless you, anyways, you wouldn't be able to hear.
Wait, I thought you said you can't say Amen.
No, I meant, sorry, I got confused. You can answer Amen. Stephanie, you can answer Amen. You cannot be Yotze. Yeah? And you cannot be, what's the other thing that we said? You cannot form a minion if you cannot hear it by yourself. So for sure there's 10 people around the chazan which can hear it. Now, if you're now walking down the street, okay, or you're standing in the doorway of, you're standing right outside the shtiblach, and a Filipino guy is bringing an old man to shul b'daven, and the Filipino guy decides that he wants to stand by the doorway, and you're right outside the doorway, and you hear Kaddish, you cannot answer, because there's a goy breaking between you and the tzibur. If the goy is in shul, babaya, it doesn't break, he's just in the shul, he's mevatel, he's nullified. Vatel the tzibur, yeah, he's nullified. But if he's standing by the doorway and you're right outside, you cannot answer.
There's also a thing that one of those needs now. Should not be standing between
a sekhutah to
and men.
Yeah, we didn't learn that here, but yeah. I just thought that was